This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest, the second hour, has been on our show several times over the years. She's a delightful lady, very lovely, and a beautiful voice. Crystal Gayle will be joining us. Later on, documentary producer and also a gentleman who has won an Academy Award nomination. His name is Joe Berlinger, and he has a brand new docuseries that's going to be premiering next Wednesday, and that is entitled Shadowland. It's all about conspiracies. This is going to be a fabulous show. Then from Saturday Night Live, we have Rachel Dratt, of course known as Debbie Downer, and Dr. Linda Steingold talking about a very serious disease, psoriasis. And after a quick break, that'll be coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and we're listening to a voice that's actually coming from heaven. And I mean that sincerely. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, but I am extra excited to talk to her today because that's the name of her brand new CD that's out right now. And I have to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. Joining us right now is Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Crystal, I got to be totally candid with you. I do this a lot with actors and singers and sports people and politicians. They say, oh, you like the show. It was a good show. It was a good CD. I got this CD the other day, took it to my office, and I started listening to it. About an hour later, one of the staff members came in and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm listening to Crystal Gayle's new CD. He said, you've been in here for an hour and a half. I said, this is the third time I've listened to it, okay? I got to be honest with you, dear. It is sensational. You have taken all of these great songs from your childhood and my childhood and put them into a new arrangement that makes it sound new again, and it's country as you and I remembered it.
Well, that's what I grew up with, and I love it. And, you know, that is the style of songs that in my heart. And, you know, when I started recording, my sister, as we can say, Loretta Lynn,
sure.
Some people don't know that. I'm always shocked. But she said, don't sing my songs. She said, don't record what I would. She said, you go MLR, middle of the road. So, you know, that's the direction I sort of went after because she was very right in it. I don't think I would have had the success I had if I had gone down the same path. And she said, you'll just be compared. And but to be able to come back and do these songs that, you know, I remember singing them on stage or in the car in the backyard.
Well, there's no doubt. Now, I'm going to say something that I mean totally complimentary, okay? No matter what stage or what level of success that a singer has reached, it is always a very risky thing to do a cover of a song better than the original artist. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, Crystal. There are songs that are better than the original, and we're talking about the originals by people like the great Ray Charles, Patsy Cline, Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, Engelbert Humperdinck. We're talking about songs that really and truly you have put a new twist to, and that's a risky thing to do because typically people want to hear the original. But boy, now when they hear this.
It was something that when I went into, you know, I wanted to keep some of that original, the feel that they had, but still be me. And I can only sing a song like I would sing it. And, you know, I always, you know, growing up, oh, I want that soprano voice. I want that, you know.
Right.
You always want what you don't have.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just put them in a way that, I went in the studio with my son, Christos, who helped produce, co-produced, as well as mixed the CD and engineered the CD. And it was really getting in the studio to have him see and hear what I grew up singing,
mm-hmm.
what was part of my background, you know, to really hear what real country music is all about. You know, I know that you go back and country music started, actually, to me, it was the folk music that came over from Scotland, from Ireland, from England, because if you go, and my mother would sing these hill songs, mm-hmm. as I call them, but you could hear the lilt, you could hear the words that, you know, came from overseas. And, you know, I always loved it. Letting him hear this and see this, it was just a great time.
Well, and the one thing about all of these songs, every single one of them, was during an era of radio where they were crossover hits. See, they weren't considered country songs. They were considered crossovers. I mean, you know, as a top 40 disc jockey, I played You Don't Know Me, you know, There Goes My Everything, Hello Walls, Please Help Me, I'm Falling, and that's on a top 40 chart. But you mentioned your son. This is really a family affair. Your son, Christos, cousin of yours, and,
yes.
and daughter, they all took a part in this thing. And your sisters, that is the true meaning of a family affair.
And Brother J. Lee Webb wrote one of the songs.
Sure.
He was so fantastic. I mean, he was such a great entertainer as well as singer. And he wrote this song, and it's on one of his albums that, I mean, he did such a fantastic job. This was, I think it was produced by Owen Bradley, that particular album. But it was just, I always loved it. And I wish I'd actually put it on an album a long time ago, just for him.
I didn't realize that Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song Ribbon of Darkness, and then Marty Robbins had a hit of it in 65. Hank Williams, You Win Again, Crying Time, written by Buck Owens, but of course the great Ray Charles made it the huge hit. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. And now this bonus that you have on here, which is titled I Cried the Blue Right Out of My Eyes. This was done in 1969 as a demo?
It was somewhere, it could have been 68, it could have been, I'm not sure exactly what year. I had been going to Nashville and doing demos for Surefire Music, and this was a song that they had me do the demo on, and it was a song that, which I recorded, and it was my first single. But the melody is a tad bit different on this version because it was the demo version. And it's unmastered. It was just, you know, you go in and you sing it and that's it. You move on to the next song.
Right.
Totally different nowadays.
Yeah, there's no real arrangement to it. It's just a basic thing so another singer can come in and make a hit out of it.
Yeah, play the song, you do it, and then they put their magic to it.
Sure. Now, in all the years that your sister Loretta and Peggy Sue worked on stage, I mean, you've worked a few places on stage together, you had never recorded a song together until, put it off until tomorrow on this CD, right?
Yes, that was the first time. And I actually was down at Loretta's, and Peggy was there too, and we were just goofing off as normal. Patsy Lynn Russell, who is one of the twins of Loretta's, came in and said, "Hey, Mom, Chris was doing a country album. Will you want to sing on it?" And she said, "Sure." So we picked the song. I had the track down. We picked one we knew that we all knew, so it would be easy. And we went in, and I mean, she was fantastic in the studio doing it. And if I'd had 10 tracks done or 12 or what, she would have sang every one of them.
Wow.
I mean, she was in great voice. She was just in a perfect place. And it's, you know, it was hindsight. You know, who thought that I could do a few more? I didn't want to push my, you know, push the buttons and say, "Hey, I've got something else."
Right.
But I should have, and we would have had that duet album. But you know,
next time.
This is a special song for us.
Why did you wait 16 years between your last CD and this one, Crystal?
I never count years, time. I don't even know how many albums I have out, but I really didn't realize it had been that long, because I've been in the studio doing different things, and people would say, "Would you sing on this?" I'd say, "Okay, sure," or just, you know, having fun. That I didn't realize the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, having almost 25 number ones, having all the success I've had, it's a cycle in music where things change. And I knew that my, you know, going in and doing a normal album was not going to get played on radio. It was just, that's what things were going to be. So I think that was in the back of my mind, that, you know, I'm just having fun in the studio doing the things and putting my feet up a little bit here and there, because I had my exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame. This has been, gosh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, like I said, I can't put a date on things, but I was going through all the things that we put in the museum, and it was like, I did that, I did that.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I didn't realize I'd done so much.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that display, because that was 3 years ago. That was the last time you were on the show with us, because that's what we were talking about. Boy, that time, I apologize for not having you back sooner. I could have you on every day if you were available. You talk about the memories that these songs bring to you and to me, too, Crystal. I mean that very sincerely. We're about the same age. And let's talk about some of those great songs of yours of the past when we come back live all across the USA and around the world with Crystal Gayle. Her brand new CD, You Don't Know Me, is out right now.
Walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please help me, I'm falling.
From her new album, You Don't Know Me, Crystal Gayle returns for another segment on our show. And Crystal, I gotta believe that you have created memories with because of your songs. I mean, I can still remember what I was doing. In fact, it was the first radio station that I owned, and I played the devil out of Don't Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. I love that song. And I think I had mentioned to you once before that I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and one of the great songs that I do of yours is When I Dream. What a beautiful song that is.
It is a beautiful song. Sandy Mason wrote When I Dream. You know, actually, that song I've recorded at least 4 times, different versions. One was an acoustic mandolin and all different things, and then I did the strings. And then we did synthesizer, and then I did the dance remix.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
You have the dance remix, so if you want it, we should send it to you.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have it, but I'd love to hear that again. I remember that. Boy, you know what? When I heard that, I thought to myself, that's pretty unique to take that song and put it into that kind of a format.
There was a couple guys in San Francisco that wanted to do the dance remix, and I said, sure, let's try it. So yeah. They came to town, and we put it together, and they were great. They did wonderful versions of it.
You have worked with just about all the legends. Marty Robbins, the great Eddie Arnold, one of the sweetest guys in the world. Jack Green, your brother Jay Webb, George Jones, Farron Young, Buck Owens, Johnny Rodriguez, Merle Haggard. If I ran down all the things that you have been awarded in a remarkable career, we would be here for over a month, but I'm sure you have other things to do. One of the things, though, was the Cliffy Stone Pioneer Award. What a great guy Cliffy Stone was. Did you ever meet him? He was Tennessee Ernie Ford's big partner.
No, I never did, and I wish I had.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But there's so many great people in the business from, you know, I look back and, you know, I feel so honored to have worked with String Bean, Grandpa Jones, I mean, Archie Campbell. So as you can see, my heart is in the country that no one, a lot of people wouldn't think about or, you know, think, oh, she was part of that.
Yeah.
I did shows because they'd come through Indiana, where I grew up, and we'd always go there, and sometimes we'd get looked on as the opening act, you know, we'd do the 15 minutes or the 20 minutes, and just had so much fun.
I think a lot of times when people mention country, they don't even know they like it, because they have a stigma about it, and nothing against bluegrass guys, but I think a lot of people think right away it's going to be banjo and so on and so forth, and I don't think they realize that all the songs, for example, on this latest CD, You Don't Know Me, are songs that, as I mentioned earlier, were on Top 40 radio, and talk about country today, it sounds altogether different with the artists that are out there right now. I'm not saying anything against them, but it's more rock and roll than it is ballads. On this CD, why did you name it You Don't Know Me? Everybody knows you.
I was going to name it Am I That Easy to Forget? And I thought, oh, well.
I love it.
You know this business.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But then I liked you don't know me, because I was going to put it actually classic country, you know, and but some of my reissues from the different labels have had classic in it, and I thought I didn't want it to get confused, so I picked one of my favorites, and, you know, Eddie Arnold was a great friend, great person.
Great person. He was the first guy I ever interviewed on radio, and I was about 15 years old. And I lugged a big tape recorder that looked like the size of a refrigerator on a second floor dressing room at the theater he was performing in. And I was a nervous wreck. And I put the microphone over to him and I said, "Mr. Arnold, it's nice to have you here." And he looked at me with that real sincere look and tone in his voice. And he says, "You honor me so by calling me Mr. Arnold." And that's the kind of guy he was.
He was. Great.
Oh, great. I know you're not touring now, but will you be going out soon?
I'm home right now, but we'll get back out there. We don't tour as much as we used to.
Right.
You know, we do. If we do 40 to 50 concerts a year, that's plenty. I mean, I used to stay on the road like every good country artist would do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
and then when I had kids, I cut it back a little bit. You know, you can't travel quite as much. I look back and, you know, I loved all the concerts, the tours, because I worked with Kenny Rogers, Eddie Rabbit. I mean, going back further, Billy Crash Craddock. You know, it was just heaven just being out there and having all this excitement. I love seeing all the women screaming for all these guys.
And all the guys screaming for you. That's the other side.
Yeah.
You're not that easy to forget, I'll tell you right now.
But, it has been a great career, and I'm so glad that I have a career that I can continue to be out on the road. To me, picking songwriters in Nashville, that they write from the heart. They have these great songs. To me, the difference now is that people tend to write their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as great writers as what these writers were that made a living in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they could make that living. Now, streaming, if they had a song and an album, it carried them through for a while.
Sure.
Now, you know, it's downloads or I guess it's downloads. I don't think they're going away with that.
No, I don't know what they're doing.
Streaming, you just pick the song you want. So writers really don't have a chance anymore.
No, right. And also new artists don't have a chance anymore. It's a corporate thing right now. You can't, what we used to say, work a record. You know, go town from town and work in a record. Now, if we go to your website, is there a list of dates that you're going to be coming up?
We have the tour dates on our website, crystalgale.com. And, of course, we have the store. If they want to order the album, we have it there, as well as it's out on, you know, it's on Amazon and Target and Walmart, all the things that you can order it online. You know, we have fun with everything. When we go out on concert, that's really my main goal, is to have fun.
That's right.
That's what we're all out there for.
If you don't have fun, what are we doing it for? And the other thing, too, is that are you going to be in Florida at all, Crystal?
Not that I, know at this moment, but I hope so soon, because I love Florida. I've been wanting to go to Disney World.
Well, I got to tell you something. Go to Disney World and Universal Studios. I urge everyone, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and get this CD. This is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. If you love the country music and the songs and the emotion that made that music so famous for the last 50, 60 years, you're going to love this CD. And when you hear Crystal's treatment of it, you're going to go crazy. And Crystal, let's not make it another 3 years before you come back and join us again, okay?
I know. Well, I'll come by Universal in that area, and we'll do this live.
We'll do this live, and we'll also, when you're in concert, I will be in the audience. I'll come backstage, and we'll chat, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Crystal, thank you, dear. It's been a pleasure, and keep up the good work. Never retire.
Well, we love it, and thank you for enjoying my music and playing my music through the years.
I will continue. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Our very special guest is one talented lady, Crystal Gale. The brand new CD is out right now. You Don't Know Me, get it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you. Find somebody to.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. King Charles and Prince William greeted the masses that have stood in line for hours to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's state funeral is set to take place on Monday. President Biden is expected to be in attendance. The Justice Department is appealing an order that bars it from using documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate as expected. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on a court order telling the school to do so. And in Puerto Rico, they're under a hurricane warning as Fiona, which is currently a tropical storm, is heading towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. This is a subject that I really am interested in, and I find it fascinating what he's doing. He's quite a guy. He was the award-winning filmmaker for Brother's Keeper and Paradise Lost, which, by the way, earned him multiple Emmy and Peabody Awards, as well as an Academy Award nomination. Did a lot of work with award-winning television shows, and he's got a brand-new six-part docu-series that's going to be premiering on Wednesday, September 21st on Peacock, and it is called Shadowland. Joining us right now is filmmaker Joe Berlinger. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
Well, I have to tell you, when I heard about this show, a six-part docu-series that I mentioned before will start Wednesday on Peacock, I was really blown away. I can't wait to do this. It's called Shadowland, and it brings conspiracy theories from the margins of the news media to the mainstream. And you have some great things that are going on with different subjects that you have chosen for this docuseries. And I think that this type of conspiracies has been around for probably since the beginning of time. But it really picked up with John F. Kennedy assassination. That's where it really came into play. Tell us how you had this idea for this, because this is going to be great.
Yeah, you know, the Atlantic Magazine did an online project called Shadowland, which was a series of reports on the nature of conspiracy theories, why they happen, and why it's becoming more popular. And I thought it would make a terrific TV series. I pitched them the idea of doing it as the show, and they agreed. So, you know, we went out into the world and immersed with regular people. You know, I wanted to know how seemingly average people get caught up in the kinds of conspiracy theories that have taken hold in the United States. And in the process, I didn't want to dismiss them or demonize them, because I think that's a problem we have. Is we've divided into two camps, and we demonize one another and see each other as two-dimensional human beings, and we are descending into the kind of hatred and division that I think is, you know, going to become the Achilles heel of our democracy, because democracy depends upon an objective set of facts and people, you know, with different interests and points of view coming together and compromising and doing what's best for the greater good, and that's not happening. You know, people have just divided into camps and think the worst of the other side. And so I just wanted to spend time with real people to understand how they have come to believe that the election was stolen, why they believe that vaccines were created as a way, and COVID itself was created as a way to control the population, why they think, you know, there are 13 families that control the entire population of the planet, and that we are headed towards a one-world government. These are ideas that were once considered fringe that a good number of Americans believe. It's tearing families apart. You know, we speak to a family therapist who, in a small town in California, has 40 clients that are all QAnon-related families that are being torn apart because, you know, one member believes in Q of the and another doesn't. So the mainstreaming of conspiracy theories really is tearing at the fabric of our society.
I think people are obsessed with conspiracies, a lot of times because the conspiracy is probably a bit more interesting than the facts. And it can be very, very dangerous when the myth surpasses the truth, is it not, Joe?
Oh, there's nothing worse for our society. I mean, look at January 6th. You know, we want to just, you know, discount all those people as just thugs and criminals. But the reality is a lot of these people who went there thought that they were, and still do, thought that they were they are the good guys, that they're saving this country from tyranny, that the election was stolen. And so when you see people having these deep divisions and beliefs in conspiracy theories, you know, we see the terrible result. You know, we spend time at local school boards where school board meetings have become very heated, bordering on violence. You know, school board members leave meetings going to the parking lot and get death threats now. You know, people who are against masking, for example, in schools. We shot this at the height of COVID. And, you know, while legitimate debate is important, the reasons for you know, some of the anti-masking, anti-vaxxing beliefs are that it's not, you know, that this is a government conspiracy of control.
Yeah.
Of people. I mean, those are all very dangerous thoughts.
Joe, there are many subjects in this 6-episode docuseries. Shadowlands is going to be premiering Wednesday, September 21st on Peacock, be streaming there. One of the subject matters is a Pennsylvania pizza shop owner facing 20 years in prison for her role in January 6th riots. Another one is an anti-vaccine activist pushing a dangerous fake cure for COVID-19, I can't believe that, and a mother divorcing her husband because she fears his beliefs put their children's lives in danger. These are all very serious issues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is affecting every level of society, people all around the country, which is why I wanted to spend time with these people and have an understanding of why they believe what they believe. You know, COVID was a great accelerator of conspiracy thinking because people were isolated. And when you're isolated, you want a sense of belonging. You're seeking out people. You want to feel like you're part of some greater cause. You want an explanation for why a terrible thing like COVID is happening. And this is all the breeding ground of where conspiracy theories come in.
In your research, do you find that there is ever a solution to these conspiracies? I mentioned in the introduction the John Kennedy assassination, whereby to this very day the theories are coming out. I read about it every day. And does there ever come a period of time where they say, this is it? And I'm not just saying for that particular thought of conspiracy, but anything. Things in the past, the McCarthy era. What, if ever, is there a solution?
You know, I'm not smart enough to tell you what the solution is other than you have to promote dialogue between people, and you have to see each other as three-dimensional human beings and try to see what we have in common as opposed to what we have that separates us. The challenge is that, you know, today's conspiracy sometimes is tomorrow's truth. So not every problem or investigative thread is a conspiracy theory.
Right.
You know, we've had Watergate. We've had Iran-Contra. You know, our civil rights leaders were surveilled by the FBI in the civil rights era. There are corporations who have given us false information. You know, the tobacco industry is famous for having, you know, promoted false information about the dangers of smoking. The oil and gas industry has lied about climate change for years. The Sacklers and what they did with Purdue Pharma and our opioid. You know, there are real conspiracies, you know, so and those need to be investigated. So it's hard to say, how do you separate the conspiracy from the false one? But it's something we have to grapple with as a society. So I don't provide a lot of answers, but I raise a lot of questions, and I try to show people in as three-dimensional human beings, because I think if we start to relate to one another and try to find what we have in common, it might help ratchet things down a little bit.
Joe, I congratulate you on the success that you've had in your career, particularly noted the fact that you are probably one of the first or few filmmakers that cover a subject in a scripted and unscripted form. You had Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, and then you go on to do a show about that is actually a dramatic production starring Zac Efron as Ted Bundy, and credits also have to include the Jeffrey Epstein Filthy Rich and Crime Scene. So your success in this business, and certainly the awards, are well deserved, and I think that this show is going to be terrific. And is there a possibility it could go on for more than 6 series?
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliments. I feel very lucky that I've actually spent, you know, the last 3 decades, you know, doing this for a living. It's been very rewarding. Let's see how people react to the first 6 episodes. I think there's an opportunity to do a second season if people tune in and enjoy it.
I hope they do. Peacock's first ever DocFest, and it premieres Wednesday, September 21st on Peacock. It'll be streaming there. 6 episodes, new episode each week. It's called Shadowland. And it is the brainchild of award-winning filmmaker and our friend Joe Berlinger. Joe, thank you for joining us. Please let us know if you get renewed, because I'd love to have you come back and chat about more of the things that will appear on the show. And thanks for doing this.
Fantastic. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
Joe. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. Joe Berlinger has been our guest. Great, great filmmaker. And this is going to be a hit. I just guarantee it, because people have an allure when it comes to these different types of conspiracies. And this is all about that. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, our next guest is really a talented lady. She's a comedian. She's an actress. She's on Broadway, author, and you've seen her on Saturday Night Live, I Love My Dad, Wine Country, Sisters, on TV with King of Queens, Parks and Recreations, A Cleveland Show. Joining us right now is Rachel Dratch. Hi, Rachel. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Out of all of the things that you've done, and you have done a plethora of them, I love the character Debbie Downer. That reminds me of me.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to relate to her or know someone like her, for sure.
Every time I go in and tell somebody on my staff, or we're sharing with my wife, and they have that Debbie Downer thing, like, you know, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. It's like when you're putting a sketch up on SNL, you never know what's going to happen with it. So that was definitely it took off. Still here as a term to this day, yeah.
I'm of the opinion that you never tell anybody what you're going to do on stage. When I'm doing that, I never say, this is my bit, because they look at you like Debbie Downer. And then you go on a stage and it works, so you never want to do that.
Yeah, that's a lesson you learn along the way. It's better to, like, work it up and then actually try it.
Good lesson. Here you are, a famous actress, a comedian, an author, all of these things, and we're going to talk about stinky socks.
I'm partnering with Lysol because tomorrow I'm going to smell the world's stinkiest sock. It's actually a sock that's been formulated by scientists in the Lysol lab to simulate the worst foot stink you can imagine. Definitely on my bucket list. They've created this sock to showcase how Lysol laundry sanitizer will battle your worst stank, and so I'm headed up to Massachusetts. Yeah.
Rachel, you know what you need? You need a new manager.
Well, hey, I get to go watch the Red Sox game and smell a sock. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that?
You're right. With this time of the year, with families, you know, now back to school and stuff, they got all these stinky things that are happening, and there is a way to prevent it. So tell us about it, since you are the queen of stinky socks.
Well, I have a 12-year-old, so I don't think he's not at maximum stank yet, from what I understand. But I kind of like doing my own laundry. Got partnered up with Lysol and as a mom that actually does her laundry and can talk about this stuff. And, yeah, that's what we're doing.
So tell us exactly what we should do. We put it into the wash, we soak it in, what do we, because you're really talking to a zero here.
Follow the instructions on the bottle. You add it, it's like you put your detergent and then you add this too. It really does work. I tried it myself because they sent me some.
When you do this tomorrow, are you just going to take one of those stankiest socks up there?
They're providing me because, as I said, it's been formulated in a lab. A chemical simulation. Tomorrow when I'm out in front of Fenway and there's going to be people coming up to say hi and to also smell this sock along with me.
The world's stinkiest sock. Who would have thought of that otherwise? A lot of times people have policies that you take off your shoes when you go in the house. Things that you can't have when you have that situation is company that have holes in their socks and their socks stink. I wonder if it would be appropriate to hand them a little spray of Lysol to spread on their foot before they can take off their shoe.
Yeah, maybe.
What are some of the things you got coming up in your remarkable career?
Well, I just finished a show on Broadway, actually. So I was doing that all summer. It was called POTUS, and it was a big rollicking comedy. It was a lot of fun. That was my Broadway debut. I'm in a movie called I Love My Dad that came out video on demand, but it's a lot of fun, though, so it was really fun.
You're a multi-talented lady. You're going from comedy to serious stuff to writing. Congratulations on a great career and a great guest. I hope you come back and join us sometime. Can you give us a location we can go to learn more about the stinkiest sock?
Well, you can go to Lysol.com for the stinky sock. But in terms of following me, I'm at Rae Drash on Instagram, R-A-E Drash on Instagram, and that's where you follow whatever I'm up to next.
Great. Rachel, invite you to come back anytime. Congratulations on your success.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Rachel Drash has been our guest. You know, she's done so many things in this business, but one of the memorable roles is Debbie Downer on Saturday Night Live, the girl that no matter what you told her, when she heard about it, it was, bump, really? This came across my desk the other day, and I couldn't believe it. Psoriasis impacts almost 8 million Americans and 125 million people worldwide, and plaque psoriasis accounts for about 80 to 90% of the cases. For over 25 years, there's been very little advancements in topical therapy for treating this condition. That has all changed. Our guests today are Dr. Linda Steingold, Director of Dermatology Clinical Research at the Henry Ford Health System, and Gloria, who's been a patient living with plaque psoriasis for 10 years. Gloria, doctor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Doctor, what is psoriasis and how does it differ from plaque psoriasis?
Psoriasis is a chronic inflammatory skin condition, and plaque psoriasis is actually the most common type. And what you see are these elevated, raised red lesions on the skin that become very flaky or scaly. scale builds up so heavy. It can occur anywhere on the body, often on the elbows and knees, but it can also be on the face or sensitive areas. And it's not just cosmetic condition. These patients have itching and burning and pain. They leave scales wherever they go. You can get up from a chair and leave a white scale. Often patients have family members that chase after them with a vacuum or a dustbuster. It also has a significant impact emotionally. These patients suffer from anxiety and depression, and their psoriasis ends up being just all-consuming.
Is it hereditary, or do you catch it?
That's interesting. It is not contagious. So if you see a person with psoriasis, if you shake their hand or give them a hug, you're not going to get psoriasis. We know it. There is a hereditary component. The exact cause, we don't really understand yet.
Is it curable?
It's not curable, but it's controllable. 9 out of 10 patients use a topical medication to get their psoriasis under control. And in the past, we've used topical steroids, which work, but they have some limitations. We can't use them for long periods of time, and they can't be used everywhere on the body. And just recently, the FDA approved a new topical non-steroidal medication called VTAMA, which is by Dermavant. And this is a medicine that actually only has to be used once a day. So for patients, simplify the treatment regimen. And it actually helps to get the psoriasis under control. And there's a lot of information surrounding this new treatment. They actually set up a website, VTAMA, VTAMA.com, to get more information.
Now, Gloria, you've lived with this for 10 years. May I ask how old you were when you first came across this?
I was 43 years old.
Okay, so up to that point, you were fine.
When I look back on it, when I was in my preteen years, but now when I look back on it, I know it wasn't dandruff.
Not only is it an annoying thing, but it has a personal effect on you because of how people perceive it. In other words, hugging and shaking hands. Cashier didn't want to take money from you. How difficult is that psychologically, Gloria?
People who don't know what it is, they don't recognize it, they will think that it's contagious. That can also lead to isolation or depression.
This new FDA-approved treatment, what is the outlook for that?
Good news is it's a new prescription medication. It's probably best to see a dermatologist, make sure you have the right diagnosis. And I just want to thank you for having us today, and thanks for taking the time to really open everyone's eyes to this condition and all the new treatments. Thank you.
Our guests have been Dr. Linda Steingold and Gloria. Dr. Steingold is the Director of Dermatology of Clinical Research at Henry Ford Health System, and Gloria has been a victim for 10 years of this terrible disease, psoriasis, plaque psoriasis. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7600 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include our friend Lee Greenwood, Frankie Avalon, Karen Knotts, the daughter of the great Don Knotts, chef and comedian Jeff Morrow. Also want to thank Crystal Gale, movie producer Joe Berlinger, who has a brand new docuseries going to be streaming next Wednesday on Peacock. And from Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratt and Dr. Linda Steingold with our lifestyles portion of the show. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.